Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
If you're a facilities manager at a university, you know students rely on the cafeteria for breakfast, lunch, dinner, and the occasional late-night snack. So when a dishwasher breaks down and dirty plates pile up, the mess hall can turn messy in the blink of an eye. Enter Grainger. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast delivery, the product you need now is never far away. So you can turn that dishwasher back into a lean, clean washing machine. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Third and final hour of the program here on Tuesday morning. 508-996-0500. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning. Quick question.
Sure.
Any word when that Pizza Hut's going to open?
I haven't heard anything, no.
You know where that is, right?
Yeah. But the last I heard, it was going to be... Actually, I don't even think I heard a date. I just heard that it was coming soon.
Sorry to bother you again. When I called you the other day about this grocery store problem... Yeah, because that Pizza Hut, I didn't know if it was, sorry to bug you again, Tim. So nothing yet?
Nothing yet, but hopefully soon, because I wouldn't mind having one of those Bigfoot pizzas that they used to make there.
Yeah, okay. It's been crazy at Market Basket.
Yeah, I can imagine. This time of year, yeah, you must be dealing with everybody running out and getting all their holiday stuff. And...
Yeah, but I just called to ask about the Pizza Hut.
All right, I'll see if I can, I'll ask Gazelle if he's gotten any updates.
Well, I called them yesterday. They said it was going to be something else.
Oh, really?
Like a church or something?
Oh, wow. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah. So as soon as you know, you'll put it on WBSM.com.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Have a good day.
Yep.
All right. 508-996-0500. That'd be a shame. I thought Pizza Hut was making a comeback. And I guess there's still one in, what, I think Fall River? Because you can order. I was here one day and I was using... DoorDash or Grubhub or one of those, just kind of looking. We were trying to find something different to eat because, you know, you can only go to all the places around here so often. And so we were kind of trying to come up with something else. And I was looking on the app and I saw the Pizza Hut and I was like, oh, this must be the one in Dartmouth that closed down. But I guess it must be in Fall River or something. We didn't order it, but it's out there. There's still some Pizza Huts around because I see commercials. But whether or not we're going to get one, I guess we'll have to wait and see. So no surprise there. I figured that would wake up a few people when I was talking about the Donald Trump filed a lawsuit against Ann Selzer, the Des Moines Register, and Gannett newspapers over the poll that was published the day before the election that said that Kamala Harris was polling a possibility to win Iowa. Now, the same people who told us not to believe polls, the same people, which you shouldn't anyway, the same people who told us and took a victory lap about, look how close they said it was in the polls, and it wasn't close at all. Spoiler alert, it was close. If you look at the popular vote, which is what actually judges how people felt, right? Don't come at me with the electoral, oh, there's an electoral college landslide, blah, blah. It's an overwhelming mandate. People are overwhelmingly rejecting everything that Biden-Harris stood for. No, it was less than 2% of a victory. So that's not an overwhelming majority of people. That's called pretty much even, which is what people were saying all along it was probably going to be. But because Donald Trump can't take any little hit to his ego, he's going to file a lawsuit against the pollster and the newspaper that published the poll. That is the very definition of a sore winner. And he calls it election interference. Well, if that's the case, and every single time you went out there and said something negative about your opponent, that's election interference, right? By your definition, nobody looked at the Des Moines Register poll and said, what? Kamala Harris is going to win Iowa? I guess I won't vote. The same way the dummies that called into this program and told me that I was interfering with the election when I said that, what was the way that I put it? I forget exactly what I said, but it was during the primary. During the primary election. I think I might have said, it was like something like I said, Nikki Haley might win Massachusetts on the Republican ticket, or I might have said Donald Trump is going to win or something. And it, I forget exactly what I said, but I was like, whoa, that's election interference, what you're saying. Like, no, I'm a talk show host. I'm not interfering with the election. Election interference is when government officials tell you to stay home and not vote. I could come on the radio and tell you all I want. Stay home. Don't go out and vote. It's raining today. Why would you go out and vote? It's raining. And you know what that is? It's not election interference. That's one idiot on the radio giving his opinion. That's one idiot on the radio making a stupid statement. That's what that is. That's not election interference. If what I said was election interference, then Barry Richard coming on every day and saying Donald Trump was going to win was election interference. Tom Hodgson coming on every day and talking about, or every time he came on talking about how Donald Trump was going to win was election interference. You can't have it can't be a double standard here. And I've never seen a bigger bunch of sore winners than I'm seeing right now. Because you're probably upset that, you know, Donald Trump said he was going to fix the economy on day one. And Donald Trump said he was going to do this on day one. Now he's saying, oh, I don't think I can do that. Yeah, because he was never going to be able to do it. Because he just talks out of his ass and you all believe it. So that's what happened. That's what happened. You got conned again. And now for 4 years, I'm going to get to remind you every day how you got conned. And if you don't want to hear it, you don't have to listen. And I'm already getting them. DL says, instead of supporting the next president, you're going to whine for the next 4 years, just like you did his first 4 years. Okay, first of all, when did I whine the first 4 years? When I worked in the newsroom and didn't give opinions? Because I became a news anchor here at WBSM a few days before he took office in 2017. And then I didn't become a talk show host until after Joe Biden was the president. So you automatically don't know what you're talking about. But okay, we'll go on. We'll continue. Yeah, you never criticize Biden-Harris, who, in my opinion, will go down as the worst team in the history of the U.S. Well, you're wrong about that. There's been worse. And you're also wrong about the fact that I didn't criticize things. I criticize things. Not sure your approach is what this country needs right now. Hope you can figure out a way to take a more pro-USA approach or just keep your negative Trump comments to yourself. We would all be better off. You know what I'd be better off? Is if you didn't listen anymore. Because you don't like the program. So don't listen. Because this is what you're going to get for 4 years. You voted for it, now you get it. And also, don't give me that, I don't think what you're saying is what this country needs right now. When everything was fine for the last 4 years, when people wanted to blast Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, I don't think that's what the country needed either. But yet, nobody called in and said, you know, I really wish people would stop piling on Joe Biden. Never got those phone calls. Never got those app chat messages. The blatant hypocrisy of some of you folks is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. The things that I listen to sitting in my office during the day after I've gone off the air, and, you know, the normal sane people aren't calling in anymore. I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't get upset. I'm teasing. But some of the stuff that I hear, the whacked out stuff that I hear from some folks. That all of a sudden, the United States has decided we don't want trans people anymore. The United States has decided we don't want immigrants. None of this is true. None of this is true. And you'll find out over the next 4 years that it's not true. And you'll find out over the next 4 years, the same way for the last 4 years you said, that those who support Donald Trump and believe in MAGA are not going to be silenced. Well, neither are the people that don't believe in MAGA. Let me go in order. So, good morning. You're first on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. I just chimed in. I don't even know what you're talking about.
No, most of the time, I don't know what I'm talking about either. So,
this is Mac. Yeah. You know, we're just sitting right now behind you all the way down to the Cushnet River. Down the bike path. That was my stomping grounds when I was a boy. Okay, you know, and did you know there was a dike over there, a hurricane dike behind you? When did you first find out there was a dike behind you, or did you know there was a dike behind you several years back?
Like as in the one on the south end?
No, the dike right behind where you're sitting, the Haven Dyke, it goes from Sonic Neck to...
I don't think I knew there was one there.
Huh?
I don't think I knew there was one over there.
Yeah, right behind you. And it goes right along the bike path. But see the...
No, I go down. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've walked on that, yeah.
Fine. But yeah, back in the day, that's my stomping grounds, okay? But back in the day, I knew a lot of people in New Bedford, and I would talk about the hurricane barrier, what we're talking about right now, right? That piece of it. And I'd tell people in New Bedford, and they say, you're crazy. There's no dike over there. That they think I'm talking about the dike, by Fort Phoenix.
Right, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So a lot of people were confused with that. But the reason why I'm talking about that is because of the Atlas Tech.
Mm-hmm.
The Atlas Tech over there, and there's a lot of pollution coming out of there still to this day. They have done some, I got to turn my radio down. Hold on. Sorry. My radio is too loud. I've got to turn this out of room. Sorry, Tim. I have some good news about that. You still there with me?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. The Atlas Tech.
I got about 30 seconds, though, just so you know, because I got some other callers here to get in before the break.
Can I call you back after about that? Because it's very, very big news about it.
Okay, call back after the news at 8:30.
Thank you, sir. All right.
I want to make sure I get these callers in who are waiting to yell at me. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
How are you?
You are right.
Oh, okay. See, here I said they're waiting to yell at me and then said you're calling in to agree with me.
Yeah, I agree with you. You are right.
All right.
You did a very good job.
What am I right about?
You did a very good job, Tim.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye.
Have a good day. 508-996-0500. I know there's one call lined up that's going to tell me I'm wrong, but let's take this one first. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Good morning, Tim. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Well, I want to say that it's refreshing to hear you. And I just want to say this also. I bit my tongue during this whole election and didn't call in, and especially at 9 and after. And I love, don't get me wrong, I like Chris, I like the other guys, but Trump, it was just too much. Even with the lies, I couldn't handle it. And I think that's how most people feel. And thank you for saying that he only won by a slim margin.
Very slim.
So that's all I'm saying. And I really appreciate your candor and just lightness of topics at times, because we need it. You have a Merry Christmas, you and your family, and a Happy New Year.
You as well. And with that in mind, I apologize for what's going to happen with the next call.
No problem. Have a good day.
All right, here we go. Good morning, Mary.
Yeah, you knew it was coming because you said all that stuff so that I could call. You knew that I would.
You think I was just setting it up for you?
In the rain, and I'm still calling you. You know, once a traitor, always a traitor, Mr. Weisberg.
That's no way to talk about Donald Trump. He's the next president of the United States.
You have the nerve to come out here and call Trump's people sore winners. Well, you're a sore loser. You can't stand it that they're going to try to do something to Kamala after the millions.
I'm not a sore loser.
They sent to Trump. They sent him to court so many times. They went home to his house and went to his wife's underwear drawer. And we're sore winners. Are you serious? You crying for Kamala, Mr. Weisberg?
Well, why do you need to sue the person who conducted the poll when you won the state by 13 points? Why do you need
Give
to sue
them
that
what
person?
They deserve. They're coming down. Those commies are coming down.
How are they a
and
commie?
You're a commie and you know it.
Listen.
You're not for your own government or your own country. And you're not even for your own.
Oh, because I don't lick Donald Trump's boots. I'm not for America.
You didn't know there was a dike in Fairhaven. I think you're having a little too many nips, Mr. Weisberg.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Listen. Yeah. Listen.
Yeah.
We can call in and go back and forth. Let's not get insulting.
Trump win and you can't take it. That's all. You're a sore loser.
All right.
Be
all right. Well, we'll talk
Have
in 4 years.
Have a nice day, Mr. Weisberg. Have a
you
nice day.
You as well. I can't. All right. That's enough. I can't wait. And it won't take 4 years for it to happen, but I can't wait for the day that Mary calls and says, I was so wrong about Donald Trump. You're right. He is a moron. He is a buffoon. Why did I vote for him a second time? I guess I got conned twice. And we'll work through it all. We'll work through it all. I'm not here to leave you all in the lurch over this, okay? I'm going to be here to help you come to peace with your horrible decision. I'm here to help you work through all of the feelings that you're going to have about the fact that you got lied to by this guy and you fell for it again. I will be here every step of the way to hold your hand through the healing. And if I have to bring on therapists to help, I will do that. If I have to bring on mental health professionals to help you with it, I will. Because it's going to be a long journey of healing for you to all come to grips with the fact that you were very, very, very wrong for voting for Donald Trump. He is a man-child. He can't even take a win and walk away from that and say, well, that's all the proof I needed right there. The American people, and by the American people, I mean less than 2% of the American people thought I was a better choice. So, less than 2% more thought that I was a better choice. He can't just walk away and take that W. He's got to whine about the slight of a poll in Des Moines, Iowa, instead of just saying, hey, look, Ann Selzer, you said that Kamala was going to win, and I won by 13 points. So everybody that wants to call in and cry, look at all the lawsuits they put Donald Trump through unnecessarily, no reason. Well, what about poor Ann Selzer in the Des Moines Register? You know what? Let me take another quick call here. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
Morning.
I'm going to put this in a different light because I wanted to tell you Stephanie's great. Absolutely love her. I saw her on Monday. And so many wonderful things came through that time that we were together. And I also believe what you said about the tapes that you had, the DVDs from your grandfather. Mm-hmm. I believe that was orchestrated by his spirit because he wanted you to have those. Because I don't believe anything is by chance or by coincidence. I believe everything happens for a reason in life. I believe this all my life since I was a teenager. And the person that passed on has always orchestrated things for me as well, beyond the grave, as I say. And I had a fantastic time with Stephanie. You're right. She's very, very good at what she does. And she's a super caring person. And I just want to thank you for, mentioning about her, you know, and how you only trust her and nobody else. I know Gail orchestrated this whole thing for her to be there. Because when I saw you at Millicent Library, I had worked a long Wednesday, and I was dead tired, and I dragged myself over there. I almost didn't go. And I told her this after our session, and she says, well, that's the only time she's ever been to one of your presentations.
True.
So I said, well, Gail was actually, he was compelling you to go. I said, because I told him right away, I said, if you want to reach out to me and you want to talk to me, you want to tell me something, you touch her, you make it happen, you work with her, and sure enough, you know, she did. She came through it. You know, it was for a while before we could get together. It was kind of like playing phone tag in a sense, but because she's very, very busy and she has, you know, a big schedule, as you know. But I just want to thank you so much for, always saying good things about her being, you know, very good at what she does, and well, she is.
Glad that it worked out for you.
It did. I will probably see her again sometime in the future. She's great.
All right. Well, you have a great day.
Oh, thanks. I'm off to work.
All right. Well, we'll try to have a good day then.
Oh, I know.
Take it easy. All right. Bye-bye. I got to take a break here, and then we'll come back with the news. We'll be right back. All right. It is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
A deadly shooting at a Wisconsin school under investigation. Trump says he'd consider pardoning the mayor of New York City. And that's no drone. How to track Santa's sleigh this season.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Three people are dead and several more injured following a school shooting in Madison, Wisconsin. A teacher and student at Abundant Life Christian School were shot and killed by a teenage student on Monday. At least six students were wounded in the shooting, two last listed in critical condition and four recovering. Lawmakers are still demanding answers about the recent surge in mystery drone sightings. Homeland Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas told ABC News this week that more personnel and technology will be used to help New Jersey State Police address the sightings there. President-elect Trump says he thinks the government knows exactly where the drones are coming from. Trump also says he'd consider pardoning New York City Mayor Eric Adams, who's facing federal corruption charges. Trump told reporters at Mar-a-Lago that he believes Mayor Adams was treated pretty unfairly. Trump added that he predicted Mayor Adams would be indicted after his strong statements about the migrants coming into New York City. A Manhattan grand jury could return a murder indictment this week against the man accused of killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The indictment would then trigger the governor to issue a warrant to extradite murder suspect Luigi Mangione to New York from Pennsylvania, where he's been since his arrest there a week ago. His attorney plans on challenging any extradition proceeding. Meanwhile, Mangione's hired a high-profile attorney to his defense team, who once served as a Manhattan chief assistant district attorney. More people than ever are riding Amtrak. The train service set an all-time ridership record in 2024, with nearly 33 million people riding the rails. That's up 15% from 2023. And get ready to track Santa's Christmas Eve adventure. NORAD and Google are both offering exciting ways to follow the jolly old elf's journey. NORAD's website and app will provide real-time updates on Santa's location, while Google's Santa Tracker will offer fun games and interactive experiences. So whether you prefer a classic approach or a high-tech twist, you can join in the fun of tracking Santa this Christmas Eve.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Bruins are away to play the Calgary Flames tonight at 9 o'clock. The Celtics are home at TD Garden in Boston on Thursday to play the Chicago Bulls.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
A rainy and overcast Tuesday in store for us here on the South Coast. A high of 55 degrees, a low tonight of 35. We'll get a break in rain on Wednesday, even some sunshine, a high of 51, a low of 39. But that rain moves right back in on Thursday, and it'll be colder later in the week with temperatures in the 30s. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And as we are getting close to, we are literally 1 week away from Christmas Eve. And you're probably thinking to yourself, well, I got to get some decorations up for the holidays. I've got people coming over this weekend. I've got people coming over next week. What can I put in my home to kind of make it more festive and more in the spirit? And by the way, I also got to pick up some gifts for people, whether it be for my kid's teacher or for the neighbor or for, you know, anybody that you've kind of not been shopping for all summer long, right? You know, you bought some stuff for the kids, you put that away back in July. Now you got to remember where you put it. All of that stuff, you know, by the way, kids, mom and dad buy all the clothes. Santa brings you the toys. But the idea of having one place where you can get stuff for yourself and get stuff for others is hugely helpful this time of year, and that's why you want to visit Potting Bench Florists and Gifts in Fairhaven. It's located inside the CVS Plaza over there at Sarah's Way, right off of Route 6 there. And you want to be able to go to a place where not only can you walk around and find things, but where the staff is knowledgeable and helpful and can make suggestions based on what it is that you want to present. You know, the mood that you're going for, the look that you're going for, or what you want to say behind the gift that you're giving. And Danielle and her team can really help you with all of that. When you walk in, you will see just all of these beautiful decorations, and you'll say, I would love for my house to look like it looks like inside Potting Bench Florists and Gifts. And you can find things for yourself, like decorated boxwood trees, holiday poinsettias, holiday wreaths, centerpieces, live plants, silk arrangements, or you can even get fresh flowers there from the cooler. And if you get fresh flowers now, you'll get plenty of life out of them leading you into Christmas. But you can also find gifts for others too, especially some one-of-a-kind ornaments that could be something really special for that someone on your list. So again, whether it's something that you need for your own home or something that you want to give that will be an impressive gift, Potting Bench Florists and Gifts has you covered. So stop by, see what they have. They have extended weekend hours, so you have no excuses not to grab a beautiful holiday piece for your home. Again, Potting Bench Florists and Gifts, located inside the CVS Plaza on Route 6 in Fairhaven. 508-996-0500 is my number. Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
Hello.
How are you? How come none of the great supporters are calling up? The Stevie, good Stevie, and the truck driver, and Jimmy. Nobody's saying nothing.
I think that they're like, oh, well, we'll let him just ramble on, and then he'll move on to something else.
Oh, I see. And as far as Mary goes, if you want, I'd be willing to pitch in for a ticket so she can move out of the United States and go somewhere else if she's, you know, not happy here.
No, she loves the United States. She thinks that I don't.
Oh, yeah, but she loves it. She loves Trump.
Because the only way, in the eyes of Trump supporters, the only way you can love America is if you bend the knee to Donald Trump, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, he should be down here next week anyways, Trump, so he can go into the market basket and lower all the prices and do all that. He'll be down here to do that.
Just wave that wand.
Yeah, he's got that magic wand, and then when he drops off, then you get the other guy to come in, and he seems like another beauty. So I don't know.
Well, it'll be a fun 4 years trying to help everybody through it all.
Yeah. All right. I'll see you.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
508-996-0500. I believe the gentleman is calling back regarding the Fairhaven Dyke. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Oh, hey, Tim. It's Mac again. I'm calling back about the attack.
Yes.
Are you there? Okay, thank you. I don't care about what people are in the area. Oh, God bless her. I live there in the Atlas Pack area, and there's been a lot of pollution there, and they've done the state has done quite a bit of remediation there, but they have not taken the Atlas Pack down, the whole building. You're aware of that, right?
I know that the building is still, yeah.
They have not taken that building down yet. So
Barry had something about it. I want to say it was Barry that wrote something recently about it, yeah.
Okay, so should I talk to Barry about this? Because I live there. Should I talk to you about it or Barry?
I mean, I would definitely talk to Barry. I know he's been following along with the story.
Okay, yeah, I'll talk to Barry. But listen in, Timmy. Okay, thank you.
All right, have a good day. Yeah, bye-bye. And I know he was following along with that. And I want to say it wasn't that long ago that he wrote it. I'll have to look it up during the next break. But he did. He was following along with that story. So he would probably know better than I do. 508-996-0500. I got a little clip I want to play because today is a very big day in pop culture history. You may not be familiar with why it's a big day in pop culture history, but it's one I'll certainly never forget, and here's a little hint as to what it's all about.
Dasher, Dancer,
mm-hmm.
Prancer,
mm-hmm.
Nixon, Comet, Cupid, Donna Dixon.
Sit down, Simpson.
That is, that of course, is Homer Simpson from the very first episode of The Simpsons. Simpsons Roasting on an Open Fire, which was supposed to actually be the 8th episode of the first season, but they had some issues, and so instead of starting in early 1989, The Simpsons debuted today, December 17th, 1989, with that Christmas special. If I remember right, it was a while before the next episode aired. So this kind of aired as a Christmas special, and then the next episode didn't air. Let me see if I can find you when that was. So again, the first episode was December 17th, 1989, and then the next episode didn't air until October 11th, 1990? No, I'm sorry, that's wrong. I had that wrong. That was when the season ended. So it was January 14th, so it was almost a month later that the next episode aired because, you know, the holidays and everything. Back then, you got reruns of other shows during the holidays and during the summer. But so The Simpsons started off, and now 777 episodes later, it's television's longest running sitcom. And it you know, a lot of people say, oh, it's not what it used to be. I don't watch it anymore. It's not what it used to be. And listen, I still watch every episode. It's not as good as it was during its heyday, but it's still worth a few laughs. I don't watch it and be like, well, that was a waste of, I watch it on DVR with no commercials. So I'm never like, that was a waste of 22 minutes. There's still a few moments that I laugh out loud in each episode. But yeah, eventually the plots get recycled. Characters get stale. But I still enjoy it. And I'm still glad that it's on. And I'll be sad when it's not on anymore. We just had another Simpsons voice actor retire. And, you know, as long as the main cast keeps doing it, I guess they'll be able to keep going. But even then, they're signing them on shorter to shorter contracts because they're all just getting older. And you can hear that. That's Homer when Dan Castellaneta first started doing the voice as like a Walter Matthau impression, which certainly could have sustained. But the character evolved over time and he went from being the mean dad to being the helpless goof. And the show started off being about Bart and became more about Homer. And that's when it really hit its stride, is when they made that switch. So many great classic moments. And a lot of ones that, you know, are forgettable. I actually took almost 2 years off from watching The Simpsons and just let it build up in my DVR and never went back and watched the episodes. And then last year when I had my cancer surgery and I was stuck at home, I started going through them and started knocking them down and I got all caught up. And now, you know, I watch it each week. I haven't watched this week's yet. But I watch it each week. And like I said, I'm never sorry that I watched it. But I'm not as obsessive about it as I was. I mean, there was a time when I would be able to quote it the drop of a hat. Now, I'm part of Simpsons groups on Facebook and I see people make references and I'm like, I don't remember that. I don't remember that. Because there's been so much, you know, for the first 10, 12 seasons, especially when they were on reruns every night and I would watch them every night, you see these episodes over and over again. That stuff works its way into your brain, but there's probably 25 years of this show that I haven't done that with. So, but it's still fun to watch and still fun to just throw on a random episode now and then and just see how much of it I remember. 508-996-0500. We will be right back. And I'll make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you want to do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse. Coming like a freak show, takes the stage. We give them the games to play. So say, I want something else to get me through this. Semi-charm kind of life. Welcome back in. Well, not everybody has a semi-charm kind of life. Some people have to face some struggles, and right now we have a family that is going through some struggles that we are trying to make a mini miracle happen for. 7-month-old Scarlett has soft cleft palate. So that's very important. It's not just regular cleft palate. Regular cleft palate, you know, you see the kids that have the issue with their lip in the front. That's not what this is. This is soft cleft palate. So this is actually a hole in the top of her mouth that when she's feeding, when her mom is feeding her with a bottle, the liquid can go right into that hole and through her nose and she can aspirate. She can choke on it. And so it's very difficult for her to feed. She only eats a little bit at a time and she has to eat 8 times a day. And her mom is trying to help her gain weight so that she can have surgery to correct the soft cleft palate because she's also having hearing loss issues associated with it and other problems. So the surgery should repair all of this, but she has to gain weight in order to have the surgery. And to gain weight, she has to have the special bottle, special formula. And all of this going on, as well as the challenges of just trying to make all the bill payments and make Christmas happen, while her mom, Megan, is out of work because she has to spend 24 hours a day caring for Scarlett. So we are trying to help this family, and you have already stepped up and brought a lot of great donations to the table, but we still want to keep it going. And you can make a donation at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. All of the information is there about Scarlett and about her mom, Megan. You can hear Megan's call in to us, and you can hear our Mini Miracle broadcast. And we want to thank all the great sponsors who have stepped up and donated to the family. like Sousa Family Orthodontics, First Citizens Federal Credit Union, Boca, Cask and Pig Kitchen and Ale House, Fall River Municipal Credit Union, Leach Garage and Auto Body, Stallion Plumbing, Heating and Cooling, and New Bedford Fire Union Local 841. But really, all of you who have made your individual donations, whether it be $5 or $500, you've been the ones that have really been making this mini miracle happen. But you can keep it going, and we can help make this Christmas even better for Scarlett and Megan. And you can donate at WBSM.com and on the app. All the info is there on how to get your donation over to the United Way of Greater New Bedford to help with our mini miracle family. Got to take one final break here before I am out of time for the morning. We'll be back in a few moments. Again, Danielle Brown, talk about that. And of course, we'll talk about who knows what else. As I got everybody calling in earlier, I was like, oh, nobody's called for a little while. So let me just insult Donald Trump. And then the phone lines lit up. So anyway, it's that easy. It's that easy. So we'll talk to you some more tomorrow. And I hope everybody out there has a great day. Try to enjoy it. It's not going to stay like this all day, but it'll be a little bit warmer, but it won't be as.
Save big this holiday season. All in the Kroger app. Buy two, get three free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up. Then get a flavorful Kroger spiral sliced ham for 89 cents a pound with an additional $25 purchase. Limit two, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.